Like the first all points out, the owner of a cow with a kinyan chalipin takes the chamor, even though the cow is still in his rishus. Since an animal is nikna with chalipin, even the cow that's in his rishus is kinda to the other party. So the transaction was done with the chamor, but the para, viyolda. But regarding the other animal, viyolda, the para gave birth, and we didn't know when it gave birth. So meaning whose rishus, who owned it when it gave birth. V'chena moicher shivchasa viyolda. And also, if a person sold a shivcha knanis can be kinda with kesef, not meshicha. A para and a chamor cannot, since they're metatalim, they can't be kona with kesef. That's why the first case had to be meshicha, like the Rab points out. This case is with money. A person buys a shivcha knanis, he pays kesef viyolda, and she gave birth. The seller says that it was before he sold it. That's when it gave birth, or that's when the para gave birth, that's when she gave birth. And the buyer says, no, it was after. It was when I bought it, after I bought it. In this case, the Mishnah says, Yachloku. Since it's a suffix, you split it. This, the Rav says, is like Sumchus. Sumchus, like we've said, holds Maman Amuta B'Suffik Cholkin. Anytime there's a suffix with Maman, you split it. However, we don't hold like this. We hold Amatzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. Mishnah continues, Hayelo Shnei Avadim. Person had two Avadim. Echad Godel V'Echad Kotten. V'chein Shtei Sados, or two fields. Achas Gedola V'Achas Ketana, one big, one small. Alokeach Oimer Godel Lakachti. The buyer says, I bought the larger one, or the bigger Evid. V'alo Oimer Eini Yodea. And the seller says, I don't know. Zocha Bagodel. The buyer now gets the bigger one. So the question is why is it done this way? When we have a Shema and a Bari, we don't automatically assume that the Bari, person that's sure what he bought or what he sold, wins. We don't say that. So the Mefarshim explain that the case in this Mishnah is not that they're talking about the actual Eved or the actual Sada. They're actually referring to the subject here as the money for the Eved or the money for the Sada. The issue here is one guy saying, no, I paid you $200. Let's say that's the amount for a Sada that's larger instead of 100. And the seller says, I don't know. Meaning, it could have been the 100, it could have been the 200. So there, in that case, there the seller at least is agreeing for sure for 100 out of the $200. It is a modeb mixas, but you can't make him swear because he doesn't know, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. Modeb mixas, the Torah is mechuy of a shvua, but you can't make him swear when he doesn't know. And therefore, any case that happens, the mocher has to give it up, since he can't swear. That's why the buyer would be zocha to the gadol. Or, Mishnah continues, a mocher omer kotor macharti. The mocher says, you bought the smaller one. V'alo oimer eini yodea. And the other guy says, the buyer says, I don't know. Ein lo ela katan. Here the mocher wins. Same thing. The buyer now is modeh b'mixas, but he doesn't know. So he's chayv in a shvua that he can't make, and therefore the mocher doesn't have to give him any more than the katan. Next case. Ze oimer gadol v'ze oimer katan. Now they're both bari. One person says it was a large one. One person says it's a katan. Again, we're dealing with the money. That they're arguing with how much money was in this transaction. One person says it was the amount of the gadol, and one person says it was the amount of the cotton. Yishav ha-mocher sha-cotton mocher. Here the mocher swears that the amount given was for the cotton. So in our case, let's say it was $100. The reason it has to be money we're talking about, we're not talking about that they're arguing over the item because you do not make a shvua on karka and avodim. So it also has to be talking about money. And since he's modeh b'mixas, the mocher is modeh b'mixas, so he makes a shvua and only has to give him the cotton. And finally, ze omer eni yodea ve ze omer eni yodea yachloku. If they both don't know, then you split it. This, as we said, is kedas sumchus, that you split. But we don't hold like that. We hold the motzi mechaver ala veraya. And it depends who's the muchzik, where the item is, who had it last, so on and so forth. And the other person would have to bring a raya in order to take the item from him.